1230 AM, W255DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Cheers are replacing the sound of bombs in Gaza's Khan Yunis. President Trump announced Israel and Hamas have a deal for Hamas to release all remaining hostages and for Israel to withdraw its forces to a, quote, agreed-upon line. In Tel Aviv, hostages square filled in celebration. Families awaiting the hostages' return expected Monday, U.S. time. BBC's Yolande Nell explains what's expected today.
So we're expecting a formal signing of this agreement in Sharm el-Sheikh, and then that will mark the beginning of the Gaza ceasefire. In the afternoon, there should be a meeting of Israel's security cabinet, followed by the Israeli government sitting in session, because they have to approve the release of Palestinian prisoners from Israeli jails.
BBC's Hugo Bashega reports procedural issues remain to be settled, but the outlines of the deal are clear.
This first phase will obviously include the release of the remaining hostages, including the 20 hostages who are believed to remain alive in Gaza, in return for the release of hundreds of Palestinian prisoners from Israeli jails and the withdrawal of Israeli troops from parts of Gaza.
According to the U.S. Northern Command, approximately 500 National Guard soldiers from Texas and Illinois have been, quote, employed in the greater Chicago area to protect ICE agents and other U.S. government personnel. Our Jennifer Kuiper reports the matter will be in court today.
A federal judge in Chicago will hear arguments on a request for a temporary restraining order blocking National Guard members here. CBS News Chicago legal analyst Irv Miller says of the request,
it details why this motion for a temporary restraining order should be granted as a practical matter.
Including, Miller says, problems caused by witnesses and defendants not coming to court. Illinois' governor and Chicago's mayor have argued there is no crisis requiring the troops' presence. President Trump says it's part of his crime-fighting crackdown. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News, Chicago.
A suspect is in custody charged with intentionally starting the devastating Palisades fire in Southern California last January. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti reports he's a 29-year-old former Uber driver named Jonathan Rindernecht.
The fire killed 12 people, destroyed nearly 6,000 homes. ATF Special Agent Kenny Cooper.
You say it was intentional.
Yes, it is an incendiary fire. We know he started that fire.
And he may end up facing murder charges on that. He'll be in court. There is a hearing scheduled for today. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You're listening to 98.9 WXCO. Wausau's home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
Game 4, Cubs and Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, there will be a Game 4 tonight in Chicago. The Brewers losing to the Cubs last night, 4-3. Chicago scoring all of their runs in the first inning, keeping their playoff hopes alive. On the brink of elimination, Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
It's fun and stressful in the same sentence and the same light, and I think you feel both emotions a lot.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Both teams come out firing, you know, that's what it's about. They know us, we know them. There's a lot of emotion in the game, and it says something for both teams. Really.
NBA, the Bucks host the Pistons in preseason basketball tonight. Doc Rivers asked about that ESPN report that the Bucks discussed trading Giannis to the Knicks.
It was a conversation where a team called, and John has been saying no now for 11 years. I don't know why this is a news story, you know, but I guess it is.
That's Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
98.9 WXCO, Wausau's real news and great conversation, and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high right around 65 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening. Could catch a shower or an isolated thunder shower late tonight. Our low 48 tomorrow, becoming partly cloudy with a high in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Pat Kreitlow. On Thursday, Congressman Mark Pocan of the 2nd Congressional District about the town halls he's doing in the 3rd Congressional District, all about the government shutdown.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Stand-up comedian, Mr. Jim Flanagan.
Can I tell you my Culver's hack? I always get the kids meal because it's everything you want. I don't have children,
right.
So I'm just pretending I have like a 9-year-old named James in the back of my car.
I'm not proud of this, but I'll go through a drive-thru like at Taco Bell. I'll act like I'm on the phone and go, what else did you want? Okay. But it's all just for me. It's like 6 tacos, nachos, Bel Grande, and I can mouth through all of that.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Matt Nair on air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy whose house has an actual wiggle room, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Fluffernutter Day, everybody. It is National Fluffernutter Day, and I just thought that would be something good to open with. I will elaborate, and I will tell you what a Fluffernutter is at some point in the next few minutes, so you'll want to hear that. Because it affects and inspired tonight's question of the night. Great to have you with me. It is a little bit of a chilly Wednesday night here in downtown Green Bay, but beautiful weather all over Wisconsin, as I understand it. And I hope you had a great day. Whatever you did today, join us now and take the stress of the day off your plate. Let's just talk about movies, music, comedy, Wisconsin, TV, you name it. We're going to talk about it tonight. We'll talk a little Cubs Brewers too. I assume Conrad, that people that are listening to this show right now and not watching or listening to the game would like updates.
Okay.
But if they're fanatics, and that is a real word, they're probably watching the game, but they might, if they're not, if they're like, well, we'd rather have a few laughs with Pete and Conrad's banter. You know, maybe they would just appreciate an update. That's all I'm saying. So what are we looking at right now?
It's 4-2 at the top of the sixth. The Brewers are losing right now.
Okay. And as a Brewer fan, what is your, I assume you're following the game on some level. What is your inclination telling you in regard to their, the vibe tonight, if you will?
Honestly, it feels close, but it's just our starting pitcher didn't have a hot start because, he gave up 4 runs in the first inning. So
your pitchers have given up runs in the first inning all series.
Yeah,
doesn't seem to matter.
Yeah, I guess the bats just aren't as hot. They're still going, just not as hot.
Well, we'll see what happens. We'll keep you guys posted, but we love that you're here with us too. So we're gonna have a lot of fun tonight. I have 2 great guests, a fun question, and some good talking points for the show tonight. Recently, I read this article about a woman. I have her name. What was her name? She lived to be 117 years old. Her name is Banyas. Her last name was Banyas. Maria Banyas lived to be 117. And they did research on her body. She passed away last year, and they did all this research about her health and why they think she lived so long. And I don't mean to be ageist, Conrad, but 117 is old.
I would say that's get up there.
You're not restocking shelves at the Mart when you're 117. You're not driving truck, as they say.
No.
That's old. But she had a very young internal body, I guess, because she was so healthy and lived so long. So that inspired me. I thought, I got to call my friend Sherry, Sherry Stoka. She is a nutritionist and dietitian and founded Wayless MD outside of Milwaukee, and they do great work there, helping people get in shape and pick out a plan that works for them. And I thought, hey, I would love to have you on and discuss why this woman lives so long and what her secret is. And we'll discuss that with Sherry at 6:35, among other healthy tips you'll get every time Sherry is here. She's always a blast to have on the show. And then we are running the gamut, folks. A little fantasy football talk in hour number two. How does that tickle your fancy? The great Pete Von Doren will be here. Doesn't it sound like he should be great? Peter Van, when you have three names like that and Van is in the middle, it sounds like Kramer was Dr. Martin Van Nostrand. That was his alias he always used to use. So Peter Van Doren, I love that name. It's a guy who knows about fantasy sports, even though he's based in reality. So Pete will be here in studio. We'll talk about fantasy football. I am a very casual user of fantasy football at best. I dip my toe in. The most I was ever in was three leagues. I don't think I checked my roster once. And yet I've won twice purely by luck over the last 15 years. This year, I'm only in one league. But if it's something you haven't done, Pete might have some good information for you. Or if it's something you do, you know, you might pick up a tip here or there from Pete as well. Conrad, I'm sure we'll be in on that conversation as well. How many leagues are you in this year?
Six that I really keep track of.
And then a couple other that are just kind of for fun?
A couple others that I just wanted to draft in the beginning of football because I was antsy.
But what does that mean? Then you just don't check? You don't care?
Well, no, I do a quick lineup change at the beginning of the week. You can do that on ESPN, and then I don't look at it again until next week.
Oh, okay. All right, well, you and Pete can have a nice talk, and I'm going to kick back and have a cup of coffee and watch you guys. I am curious. I want to know what he has to say because I could probably put a little more effort. I know it drives my son crazy that I don't try harder. And it's not that I'm not interested in it. I do like fantasy football. It's like the last thing on my priority list. So if I'm struggling or not getting something else done, fantasy football is the first thing to go, unfortunately. But maybe Pete will motivate us. So Sherry Stoka, 6:35. Peter Van Doren at 7:20 in studio, ladies and gentlemen. Maybe we'll get a window pick out of Pete, huh?
Here we go.
Check out our window picks, folks. If you go to Facebook, we post Nightlight Window Love every night. Window fun. We find some unsuspecting sap out on Washington Street. I'm kidding. Everybody's been great. I've had two turndowns when I've asked people if I could take their picture and put them in the window and then post it on Facebook. And they were one after the other. It was like, and those are the only two that said no. And it was in the same night. It was bizarre. So anyway, Pete is a very tall. What do you think, Pete? He's a tall dude.
Yeah.
You think he's 6.5 bills?
Yeah, definitely.
At least 6'6"?
I feel like 6.5 bills, yeah.
You think you could take him?
In regards to what?
You don't
fantasy
know
football?
Conrad's such a nice guy. He doesn't even want to go there. See, you're stocky. You got that muscle. But Pete's tall, and Pete's no slouch himself. I think he was in the military.
Yeah.
So.
I could take him in fantasy football, I think.
Okay. You probably could. But then again, he's our expert, so let's defer to Pete. He's our fantasy football expert, for tonight at least. So actually, folks, I led the show off by saying this is National, I have to look at the word again, Fluffer Nutter Day. I thought that sounded kind of obscene. It's a lot of letters and word combinations in there, letter combinations that make it sound kind of strange. It's actually a sandwich. It's a peanut butter and marshmallow sandwich that is kind of big on the East Coast, I guess. And I know I've heard about it over the years. I've heard that term, fluffernutter. Make me a fluffernutter. But I never knew really what it was. But I looked it up last night. And that inspired tonight's Nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
Question. Question.
Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What, in honor of National Fluffer Nutter Day, what is a food you've never tried but would like to? What is a food you've never tried but would like to? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Let us know, or you can text us on the app. Or if you're watching the radio on the stream at YouTube, Facebook, or X, you can drop us a stream comment. And if you're on any of those platforms, feel free to give us a like or a follow. I'll go first. Do you have one ready?
I do.
All right. Why don't you go first, Con?
Well, I actually have two.
I do, too.
Okay.
Look at that.
Yeah. The first is Beef Wellington. I've never tried that, and it looks interesting.
Huh.
I think I'd want to try a Gordon Ramsay one.
I don't know if I've ever had that either, come to think of it. Beef Wellington.
It's like beef wrapped in, like, bread or something like that, and there's lots of onions on it. I don't know the full details of it, but it looks tasty.
Was it like a cocktail weenie and Jello? Is it the same type of dynamic going on there?
If you ever look up a picture of a beef Wellington, it's huge.
Okay.
And then the next one is a splig omelet.
You don't need to eat that. We had t-shirts made for the splig omelet. That was the line that Eric Price ad-libbed in The Godfather of Green Bay. Go to Bart Starr's restaurant and get a splig omelet. Half spaghetti, half omelet. It's awesome.
You know, I was curious, so I looked up what a splig omelet actually is.
Did you find something?
What it is it's like a mixture of leftovers made into like, not like a hot dish where it's like a casserole kind of thing, but it's like an omelet kind of structure. And it looks, instead of egg, it looks like spaghetti noodles in that form. I don't know how to explain.
But it's not spaghetti noodles?
No, it is.
Oh, it is.
But like,
okay,
there's leftover stuff in it.
Wow. It sounds like hangover gross.
Yeah, it doesn't sound good.
And I'm sure that's where Eric came up with it. So I am looking at beef Wellington here. It does look delectable. The beef looks good. And obviously it was created by Steve Wellington, who tripped one day and dropped his beef in a thing of bread. And he came up with beef Wellington. All right. So Conrad says beef Wellington and a spag omelet. I'm going to say caviar. I've never had caviar. I'm not really a caviar kind of guy, but I've been to enough parties that were kind of swanky. And they offered it. And I never took it. And I don't know why. Because that used to be the go-to food when you were talking about rich people food. And is it whale eggs or octopus
fish,
eggs?
Some kind of fish eggs.
It just never appealed to me.
Thinking about it just doesn't. Why is it so sought after? Is it fish eggs?
Yeah, I'll have a Kurter burger with a side of caviar.
okay.
The other thing is a fluffernutter. I actually think that sounds pretty good. Marshmallow and peanut butter.
It is.
You've had one.
I've had it, yeah.
Where'd you get it? You eat it around here?
I just made it myself.
You made a fluffernutter in the home?
Yeah.
What did you do? Is it marshmallows, like out of a can or a jar that you squeeze or something?
Have you ever had that, like the marshmallow, like paste kind of thing?
Like, yeah, probably.
Freaking like, it's like in a peanut butter can pretty much.
Okay.
And you just put it on each side. And I went a step further and put bananas in it too.
Now that sounds very good, actually.
It was dynamite, but.
Wow.
I don't think I'll ever have one because I looked at the facts, you know.
It's not good for you. I mean,
I'd rather just have a PB&J and just call it a day.
PB&J and hit the rack. all right. So there you go, folks. Let us know, what is a food you've always wanted to try but just haven't yet? I'm very curious to see what people come up with. I got to tell you what is really driving me crazy lately. I went to get moisturizer last night. I was at Walmart in Marinette, and I needed moisturizer. The Walmart in Marinette has locked up the moisturizer. Not even like the designer moisturizer like my wife buys. I get like $6 a bottle moisturizer with some SPF. Locked up last night at Walmart at 9:30 at night. Are people stealing Equate facial moisturizer? Well, they must be. Everything was locked up. Face wash. But there's stuff that's like much more valuable just out there on the shelves. I don't understand that. If any of our listeners, if there are any couch potatoes out there that are Walmart employees, please tell me why they are locking up the cheap moisturizer. It wasn't even worth it. I'm like, I'm not going to get a store employee to unlock. I just wanted to get home. I'd gone there straight from here. And I went to the gym, and I wanted to go home. So I have no moisturizer today because Walmart locks it up, and I lost my patience. Do you moisturize, Conrad?
Yeah.
Do you?
A little bit here and there.
Yeah. I do it every day. I didn't today. I use the good stuff today, but I found that strange. Is that a problem in America? Are people ripping off cheap moisturizer? All right. I guess I'm on an island here. Okay, so Sherry Stoka is coming up at 6:35. Peter Van Doren with some fantasy football talk at 7:20. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you another thing that really irritates me, and it involves GPS. We'll do that next. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball here. If you've been to a Wisconsin sports event, especially a football game, you've heard his voice.
First and 10, Wisconsin.
That's Badger Public Address announcer Mike Mankey. Join us Friday afternoon at 2:30 as we catch up with the Badger legend during UW Homecoming Week. How does he come up with those iconic calls?
Run, Dane!
And what are his best Badger moments? Join us for a conversation with Mike Mankey Friday at 2:30 on the Todd Allball Show.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
State Senator Jeff Smith. We're talking about the Veteran Housing and Recovery Program. Republicans blocked funding for this.
They instead sent the governor a 16-page letter blaming him for this problem. Well, it was in his budget. Once the budget is out of his office and in their hands, it's up to them. Our job is to manage the funding. We can do it, but the governor can't. So it's avoiding our own responsibility by not addressing that.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by US Aging.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
98.9 WXCO, Wausau's real news and great conversation.
And home to Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight. A fun till our daddy takes the T-Bird away Wednesday night here. Great to have you with me. We are talking about the Fluffernutter. That's our question of the night, folks. It's National Fluffernutter Day. What is a food you've never tried but would like to? So are you giving me like the steel sign? Or are you telling me the phone call's not there anymore?
Yeah, it dropped.
We had a drop call. Call back, please, caller. We hate missing calls here. I have to tell you, this drove me crazy, and I wrote a note. And I kind of forgot about this because the last time I was in Madison, I was on the west side. I had no idea where I was. And I'm using my GPS in the car, and it says, turn southwest out of the parking lot. Who knows? Like, that's ridiculous. I don't know where I am. I don't know which direction is south or west. I'm not like one of those people who can read the coordinates of the sun and tell where I am. It's like, I just want to get back to the highway. So, who do I complain to about that?
I don't know.
And the best thing to do is, like, if your GPS steers you wrong, as it does sometimes, just pull out onto the road, and then it'll tell. And then when you know what road you're on, but the parking lots are crazy. Turn southeast. Okay. No idea. Hey, we have a winner, folks, to the Go for the Green and Gold Civic Media Multistate. Text to win contest. It's Dennis from Minocqua. He listens to Civic Media on WCQM. He is the grand prize winner. That's exciting. And you know what? He's gonna rake it in on that gas money because that's like a 2-hour drive, 3-hour drive from GB. Yeah. So he really cleaned up there. Congratulations, Dennis. And thank you, everybody, for playing. That was such a fun contest. We'll do it again soon. The other thing is the Uber. You sent me this, and I had literally just seen it. I was going to do a Hollywood beat about it, but some guy set the fire in Pacific Palisades. What do you think a sentence like that should be? Like, I don't know if they determine, like, will he end up I don't know, did he end up killing somebody because of that or just ruining homes? Like, what? It'll be interesting to see what they do and what kind of sentence you get from that. Like, millions and millions of dollars in damage. People's lost homes and memories. Is that a life in prison situation?
I mean, you kind of think about it. Isn't that kind of arson?
Well, it's totally arson. I mean, absolutely. Yeah, but I mean, definitely. Like, I just wonder how stiff, if this guy gets like 5 years of probation, hey, don't do that again. It's not going to be that, but I mean.
Yeah, it should be something.
Something. I'm not a death penalty guy anyway, but like that should be, you purposefully set a fire that takes out an entire neighborhoods. That should be a question of the night, Conrad.
20 years?
20 years? Yeah, maybe more. I mean, the guy's obviously nuts. Who does that?
Yeah.
I'm going to set a fire and ruin people's lives.
How many homes were lost is just wild.
I mean, Pacific Palisades is huge, and that's where the Will Rogers Park was that I was talking about the other night on the show that we used to take our kids to all the time. The Will Rogers Museum was there. That's gone. Just horrible. So that'll be interesting. I wonder what somebody would get, like what kind of punishment for that. So there you go. All right, we are going to read some text here. We got our social media responses. We post our question of the day every day on Facebook, folks, so you can find the question there. If you can't listen to the show, we'll still read it. Conrad leading things off, Beef Wellington. I did not put my response on social media today. I don't know why I didn't do that. Daniel Wheeler, Danny Wheel says, it's a toss-up between caviar and human. Okay. Let's maybe start a file on Daniel, FBI, if you're listening. That's a great answer. Mike Desitel says, sounds like a Pornhub job description. That's what I thought, Mike. I thought it sounded kind of obscene. Eric on Facebook says, oh, I know what this is. We just talked about this last week. Surstromming? That's the guy that ate something and puked and couldn't wash it out of his system.
Yeah, I don't think I'd want to try that.
He says, so I can cross it off my culinary bucket list, and because it would probably be funny making a video where the smell of something like that gives me the dry heaves. Yeah, I think Eric watched that same video. My pal Vince Maranto says, I've actually never tried a fluffernutter. Me either, Vince. That's what I said. That's one of my two foods, the fluffernutter. So I'm totally with you. A great movie opening up this week too, folks. Roof Man. Starring Channing Tatum and Kirsten Dunst. And this is based on a true story. A war veteran rips off McDonald's by going in through the roof. And it's getting very good reviews. All the big openings this weekend on the big screen are getting good reviews. So I might go to two or three movies this weekend if we get them all in Marinette anyway. But that one sounds like a really good one. I was excited about that. Going to the stream, Sydney Politics says, a food he would like to try but hasn't yet, a hachapuri. A hachapuri. It's a Georgian dish that is a cheese-filled bread with an egg on it. Please look it up.
That sounds amazing.
Look at Sydney giving us homework. Georgian meaning America, or is that like a Russian thing? I don't know. Probably Georgia. That sounds like a southern kind of thing. Sydney also says, I beat Dave to the comment stream. Yes, you did, Sydney. Very friendly rivalry with the emoji to follow. I love it. In just a few minutes, folks, Sherry Stokoe will be here. She's a nutritionist and a dietitian and the founder of Weightless MD, who will join us here at 6:35. We're going to talk about how one woman live to be 117, and Sherry has lots of other great health tips. Always so much fun to talk to. So we'll have Sherry on over the stream. Peter Van Doren talking fantasy football at 7:20. Changing up the subjects tonight, folks. We're going to cover a few different bases. In the 217 says, I want to try peanut butter soup.
Interesting.
I bet that's good. Like, I love like spicy peanut noodles. Like,
oh
Thai.
Yeah,
I bet there's a really good soup like that. That's Ensa from Madison sent that text. All right, we're coming back. We'll read your text. We're having a lot of fun here. Great to have you here, folks. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. We'll be back after the news on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Someone's living for love.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
You're listening to 98.9 WXCO, Wausau's home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
CBS News special report. There will be a formal signing today of the first phase peace deal accepted by Hamas and Israel. President Trump spoke with some of the Hamas hostages' loved ones via cell phone speaker.
The hostages will come back. They're coming. All coming back on Monday.
All.
There was celebration in Gaza's Khan Yunis. BBC's Lise Doucette is monitoring reaction in Gaza.
The scenes that we're seeing in the images being sent from Gaza, in a place which lies in utter ruin where nothing works anymore, that a Palestinian activist is going through the destroyed streets and crying out that a deal has been done, like an old crier from, you know, centuries gone by.
CBS News special report. I'm Michael Toscano.
Game 4, Cubs and Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. Baseball, there will be a Game 4 tonight in Chicago. The Brewers losing to the Cubs last night, 4-3. Chicago scoring all of their runs in the first inning, keeping their playoff hopes alive. On the brink of elimination, Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
It's fun and stressful in the same sentence and the same light, and I think you feel both emotions a lot.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Both teams come out firing. You know, that's what it's about. They know us. We know them. There's a lot of emotion in the game, and it says something for both teams. Really.
NBA, the Bucks host the Pistons in preseason basketball tonight. Doc Rivers asked about that ESPN report that the Bucks discussed trading Giannis to the Knicks.
It was a conversation where a team called, and John has been saying no now for 11 years. I don't know why this is a news story, you know, but I guess it is.
That's Doc Rivers with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you haven't checked your Apple TV bill recently, you might want to, as the price has gone up. Not sure if that has to do with tariffs or just general inflation, but in August, Apple TV tacked on an extra three big ones a month, changing their rates from $9.99 to $12.99 a month. Thanks, Apple. With the way things are in America right now, all us hardworking people have is TV. Maybe to protest, I will no longer use my iPhone. Yeah, that's not going to happen. If you're looking for something new on the small screen, check out an oldie but a goodie in The Honeymooners. The comedy classic premiered 70 years ago in October of 1955. The Honeymooners ran for one season and 39 episodes, if you can believe that. The show starred Jackie Gleason as Ralph Cramden, Audrey Meadows as Alice Cramden, and Joyce Randolph and Art Carney as neighbors, the Nortons. Oftentimes, there are two episodes in a half hour, and they're well worth taking a look at. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 98.9 WXCO, Wausau's home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high right around 65 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening. Could catch a shower or an isolated thunder shower late tonight. Our low 48 tomorrow, becoming partly cloudy with a high in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Dr. Kristen Lierley.
At what point are we as a society going to stand up and say, hey, wait a minute, something's wrong here? This is just the latest attack on women, on trying to control our bodies. They want women to have more babies. They don't want us to have birth control. They don't want us to get abortions. They don't want us to take medications. They want us to be in pain. They don't want us to have hospitals to be able to go to. They're defunding all of our rural hospitals.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'm joined by UW Law Professor Josh Braver, an expert in civil-military relations. We discuss the growing National Guard deployments across our country. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Chihuahua, this is Nightlight. Tyler on the text line, he's in the 608, says, the Culver's Curter Burger, refer to my poem from last night's question of the night. Yeah, that's not on my list of things to try. And then we've got, here's Jameson in the 814 says, a peanut butter and pickle sandwich sounds terrible, but is the best combo. All right. You pregnant, Jameson? That sounds like one of those crazy combinations. Tonight's question, folks, what is a food you haven't tried yet that you've always wanted to? It's National Fluffer Nutter Day. Conrad's tried one. I have not. That's on my list, as is caviar. But right now, let's turn this. This kind of goes hand in hand with our first guest because she is a dietitian and a nutritionist and also the founder of Wayless MD just outside the great city of Milwaukee. And we'd love to talk to her about all things health. She joins us now on the stream, Sherry Stoka. Hey, Sherry.
Hello. How are you?
Good. It's good to see you. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. You can see I have my friend with me.
Who is this friend?
This is Gigi.
Okay.
She's my little mini Dalmatian.
Oh, very cute. Is it a puppy?
No, she's going to be 4 next week. She's just small. So okay. You know, they have minis now of everything, and I just happen to get a small Dalmatian.
I know I'm asking this. I know what the answer is going to be, but do you feed your dog as nutritiously as you feed your family or yourself?
I totally do. I'm like totally crazy. I actually just ordered something for her like dental care, and I received it today, looked at the ingredients, put it back in the bag, and submitted return. Like, I'm like, this is craziness. So yeah, I do.
What was it? Like high fructose corn syrup or something? What was in it?
No, there was parabens, which are like known to be like endocrine disruptors that just like destroy metabolism. And then were also preservatives in it.
Yikes. And I think I know where you're going to weigh in on this too, but I wanted to ask you, our question last night was, how do you feel about the Curter Burger, you know, here in Wisconsin, Culver's kind of rules, and Culver's is great. They have this Curter Burger. Have you heard of it?
No.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I've heard of Culver's and I know that they're famous for their burgers,
yeah.
But I've never really dove deep into like the ingredients and the nutrients, macronutrients and things like that.
All right. So here's what happened. Culver's put out this joke of a burger that had a big flat patty of a cheese curd in one big flat patty on top of a huge burger. And they called it the Curter Burger. And people went to Culver's and found out it was a joke and they were irate. So Culver's said, we better make the Curter Burger a real thing. So they did. And now people, you know, I would say about half and half was our response last night. We got half the people that said it's the best thing ever and half people said, I don't even want to see it, but you should Google it. I would love to know. I kind of know.
Well, what would you want to know? Because I already would be able to respond.
Yeah, I haven't tried it either. I just have seen the pictures.
Oh, you mean just the taste of it. I mean, anytime you mix like terrible fats, dairy, meat, you know, it's going to taste good. You know, they put oils in there. Yeah.
Like you eat really well. I mean, do you ever have, like in your moments of weakness, if you have them, what do you eat? Do you binge and you say, what the hell, I'm getting nachos Bel Grande? Or do you go, I'm going to make a healthier junk food at home?
Exactly. Okay. I make a healthier junk food at home. Nice. I find a way to get like my desserts. I find ways to satisfy sugar cravings in a totally healthy way. And that's where it's like, I'm not the norm, I think, for sure, because I work with a lot of dietitians as well. And a lot of dietitians struggle with their weight.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've always kind of been like, I mean, I have not always, you know, had a healthy diet and things like that, but I've learned over the years. And now like in my, now as I get older, like I just, yeah, I find different ways to just satisfy like what my body is craving.
Real quick, what What would you do? Because I just gave up. I didn't give up completely, but I'm doing a new thing like I always am. And sugar, I want out of my life. Specifically processed sugar. But also, what do you do, though, to eat healthy and satisfy that sugar craving? Is there like a banana? What can we eat that might help us do that?
Well, I have like my famous concoction. Oh my gosh. Okay. So I do. So you can get like really healthy, clean protein powder that has healthy ingredients and it has like natural sweetener, but they will put maybe a little stevia in there, you know, because protein powders are kind of like the wild, wild west, just like everything else. Like you have to find the right one because otherwise it could be just as damaging as everything else. But a really clean protein powder I love nut butters. Mm. I love cashew. I love coconut. I don't love almond butter, things like that, but some people do. And then I'll do, like a nut yogurt. And it's like, it's honestly like a dessert. I'll mix it all. I'll blend it. And I'll eat that like either in the morning or I'll eat it like late at night if I really want something sweet. That's kind of like my go-to. But the one quick protein bar that I don't think it's terrible. And just a little bit is like satisfying is the, oh my gosh, now I'm blanking on it. It's the, what is it? It's the egg whites. They call it, I can't believe
it. Is it the company that makes like the peanut butter cups and they're supposed to be low carb? They have like two net carb. Okay.
I don't think so. Oh my gosh. I can't believe I'm blanking on it, but it's like, they have like, they're known to have like three ingredients in the protein bar and it does have it has a lot of added sugar, but everything else is really clean. And I'm more about the cleanness of a product versus if I get a little extra sugar, I'm fine with that because I work out a lot. But it's more about the processed stuff, I think, is what's really destroying people.
Yeah, that's good advice. Sherry Stoka is my guest. She is a nutritionist and a dietitian and the founder of Wayless MD. Where can people find out more information about Wayless MD, Sherry, outside of the Google?
We have a website. You know, we're all over social media. I do a ton of talks and webinars and radio. Waylessmd.com. is our website. And I mean, you know, nowadays you can really just kind of like put it in your search and it's going to lead you to who knows where, you know?
All right. So I explained earlier to listeners, I always want to have you on the show, but this article in particular really got to me about this woman who lived to be 117. Her name is Maria Branyas, or was Maria Branyas. She died last year. I don't think it's ageism if I say that's pretty old. That's a pretty good run. What do you, just off the top of your head, you must, as a nutritionist or dietitian, think, she took care of herself. Oh, she didn't eat this. What did you think? Did you happen to take a look at the article?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah, I did.
So we could break it down a little bit.
Because you do kind of have to break it down a little bit because it's never one thing. Right.
Right.
It's kind of like, how much toxicity are you going to allow in your body? And, you know, when I was reading the article, the first thing that caught my attention is that she was born in San Francisco and she moved to Spain. So yeah. I don't know.
European.
I mean, we all know about European food right. versus American food.
Yeah.
There's no comparison. What we allow in our food system in America is nowhere near what is allowed in European countries. So she had the advantage right off the bat there.
Right. I love what she says. She claims her longevity was due to order, tranquility, good connection with family and friends, contact with nature, emotional stability, no worries, no regrets, lots of positivity, staying away from toxic people. That all sounds great. That's not very scientific, I would say, but I think we could all do better with that. But some of the research team detected signs of aging. They also found that she had genetic characteristics associated with neuroprotection and cardioprotection, as well as low levels of inflammation. Can you explain that a little bit?
Well, I mean, the first thing that I want to go back to is the things that she said, order tranquility, because I wrote those down like my notes too.
Okay.
Tranquility, emotional stability, no regrets, positivity, avoiding toxic people. We have gotten so far removed from the basics of human health. That is the basics of human health. Mm. Like, people don't realize that every time you are in a situation that stimulates the nervous system, that causes the parasympathetic, sympathetic responses, inflammatory responses, that's just as bad as eating McDonald's every day, you know, not eating at night. All of that takes a toll from a cellular level. And that is how they healed disease back in the day. We're just, as humans in the modern world, are so far removed from that. So, like, if you did those, nobody does this anymore. Think about it. Go back to it. Nobody does this. We're in a stress state at all times. We're constant, like, social media, forget about it. You know, it's stimulating this stressful situation. We want to be better. We got to meet all of these demands. People that are negative, that are like drama, I mean, those people I feel bad for.
And there are people like that's how they get their dopamine. They, and I don't even know if sometimes if they know they're doing it, it's just like a reflex almost.
It 100%.
Yeah. And I agree with what she said. I didn't mean to dismiss it, but I am also like, well, that's hard to do. Like, I don't know what kind of life she had, but yeah, I could sit out in the country. When I sit on my porch in the morning and have coffee, I feel amazing, you know, and then you get into the day, then I got to go to Twitter and track down a friend. And the first thing that comes up is all stuff they know is going to piss me off. So it's like, you can't get away from it, it seems like.
Well, you know, see, I'm not going to go down the spiritual realm with you because, you know, we all have lessons to learn in our lifetime.
Sure.
And sometimes it takes time for us to kind of like collect and gather different things that are going to help ensure that we are living our best life. And, you know, like you and I both, like everyone that's listening to this, we've all endured like extreme stress, and you learn from those situations.
Right.
Right. So you learn from those situations, you make it better. Like, you start to set boundaries, and you move in a direction that doesn't put you in that chronic state of stress at all times. So, you know, it's complicated.
Yeah.
But I absolutely feel like just the little things that we can be doing. It's like, I have a family, and I like look at my family and I'm like, this person just sucks my energy. This person gives me peace. Like, that's what we should be surrounding ourselves.
Right.
You know, what people that, and not only people, but just like foods that make us feel good. Yeah. We're kind of just a little removed from that.
All right. We're going to do a very short break. We'll come back for a few more minutes with Sherry Stoka. I'm going to ask her about inflammation and what the researchers found, and then we'll get into oh my God, I got so much to ask you, Sherry.
Yes.
Thank you for being here. That's good. Is fun. We're coming right back. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Hey, everybody, Todd Allball here. If you've been to a Wisconsin sports event, especially a football game, you've heard his voice.
First and 10, Wisconsin.
That's Badger Public Address announcer Mike Mankey. Join us Friday afternoon at 2:30 as we catch up with the Badger legend during UW Homecoming Week. How does he come up with those iconic calls?
Run day!
And what are his best Badger moments? Join us for a conversation with Mike Mankey Friday at 2:30 on the Todd Allball Show.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Drivers, Austin Cindric here. As a NASCAR Cup Series driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang, there's a few rules of the road I like to tell my family and friends. Tire pressure is critical to safety because underinflated tires are more likely to fail. Plus, properly inflated tires will give you better gas mileage. Make sure to check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by a local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to 98.9 WXCO, Wausau's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4. 98.9 WXCO, Wausau's real news and great conversation, and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
You're listening to 98.9 WXCO, Wausau's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight. I'm Pete Schwabba. Broadcasting live from beautiful downtown Green Bay, statewide, wherever you're tuning in from. It's great to have you tonight. My guest is Sherry Stoka. She is a nutritionist and dietitian and the founder of Weightless MD. Check them out. They will help you lose weight and get healthy. What's that like, Sherry? You must just beam when you have someone come in and they leave 6 months later, a year later, or whatever, and they feel like a totally different person.
I mean, absolutely. I was put on this planet to help, heal, serve, you know, I mean, and a big part of all of it is helping people understand, kind of just sift through just the nonsense and understand the truth of like what is really going on. I think that's like even more so kind of a big passion of mine is putting information out there for people to like take a step back and think like, oh my gosh, yeah, like I need to stop doing what I'm doing because that is hasn't worked for 20 years. And I just were continuously told certain things and we keep doing it. Right. Yeah. So, yeah. So I am very proud of what I've created because we treat people the way that they need to be treated. And we're all about healing the body. It's all about healing the body so that the weight loss can be, you know, like long-term.
What, you know, when it came to, Maria Branius and the researchers, they said she had a very low level. Well, the two things I'd like to hit on, she had a very low level of inflammation in her body. And I know that you and I have talked in the past about, I never feel better than when I'm fasting and I can tell how much better I feel because the inflammation goes down. How important to life longevity is low inflammation and how do you get it? How do you stop inflammation?
Yeah, I mean, well, inflammation is everything. So not every, because you can never say every, but almost every single disease that someone gets, is it starts with inflammation, an inflammatory process. Because the inflammation, if you just think about it, if you injure something, you injure like your hand or your arm, and you know, you have like short-term inflammation and the body comes and heals. It is now in this day and age, we have chronic inflammation. So the damage is always there and the immune system's always trying to correct and heal. And so if we're constantly doing things that are sabotaging our health, we are exacerbating kind of that inflammatory response, that inflammatory condition. So if you're more prone to get autoimmunity, if you're more prone to get cancer, if you're more prone to cardiovascular, it's all about the immune system and the inflammatory process, because they work hand in hand. So it's basically like the more inflammation you have, the quicker your disease will manifest.
Wow. And I think the last time we spoke, you said carbs enhance inflammation or certain kinds of carbs? Like, I feel like when I'm on a lower carb, when I'm not eating as many carbs, I feel better too.
Yeah. Well, again, let's go back to the standard American diet.
Yeah.
So if you eat real whole grains, real, like in Spain or in Paris, that is a very different story. But in the United States of America, our carbs are no longer carbs. They're stripped of all the nutrients. They're stripped of the grain. And so they're absolutely inflammatory. So that's why, like in America, we have to be low carb, because you can't really find whole grains anymore unless you're like baking your bread at home and doing all that sort of things. You cannot find good grains anymore.
We've talked about in the past gut health too. And another thing in this article, they said she had ate a lot of yogurt in her life and had very good gut health. I don't eat a lot of dairy, and my wife eats a lot of probiotics and yogurt, and I would love to get the benefits of that. First of all, talk about how important gut health is, and also how do you get those probiotics like this Maria Branius did if you don't eat dairy yogurt?
Well, again, you're not getting any probiotics in the standard American diet, and you're not getting any probiotics in dairy in the United States. Everything is processed. So if you were to go to a farm, and like, so I live in Florida part-time, and I go to a farm and I get their natural yogurt, and it is full of healthy probiotics. Here, it's stripped. It's pasteurized. It's heat-treated. You don't get anything. And so when that article, that's why the article can be somewhat deceiving, because dairy here is terrible. It's awful. And you know, now it's like, oh my gosh, people are probably thinking, oh my gosh, I need to eat Yoplait. I mean, Yoplait is probably one of the worst foods ever, right? Sargento cheese is poison. And so this is kind of like the message, is food was designed to nourish us and keep us healthy, but now it doesn't, because it's a commodity. It's all about the money.
Wow, that's fascinating. And what about, we have about 30 seconds and we have to do the news. Can you stay for a few more minutes after the news? I would love to ask you about how we get hooked on drugs from doctors and pharmaceutical. I know that's a passion of yours as well. But yes. How is this something that people like? Well, let's do the news and we'll come back. I don't want to rush these questions. I'm getting an education here.
I got time.
All right. Fantastic. Sherry Stoka is here. Conrad, I think we need an update. What's going on?
The Brewers, it's 3-4 against the Cubs right now.
The Cubs are winning.
Yep.
My Cubs are going to make it a series. Maybe?
There's still time left in the game.
I couldn't care less. All right, we're coming right back, folks. Sherry Stoka is going to stick around for a few more minutes. She's the founder of Wellness, Wayless MD, a great outfit you should definitely check out. And we're going to talk about the pharmaceutical industry a little bit and some more gut health. And I'm going to ask her if she's binge watching anything, too. We'll do that as well. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight. We're coming back for Act 2 after this on the Civic Media Radio Network. Night is falling. You cannot find the light.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. People in Khan Yunis celebrating a breakthrough that could finally bring an end to the war in Gaza. Israel and Hamas have agreed to President Trump's plan to pause the fighting and bring the hostages home.
This is peace in the Middle East, and it's an incredible thing.
The president on Fox last night, he says terms of the deal reached during negotiations in Egypt call for return of the hostages by Monday. The BBC's Yolande Nell on what comes first.
So we're expecting a formal signing of this agreement in Sharm el-Sheikh, and then that will mark the beginning of the Gaza ceasefire. In the afternoon, there should be a meeting of Israel's security cabinet, followed by the Israeli government sitting in session, because they have to approve the release of Palestinian prisoners from Israeli jails.
Mona Yacoubian at the Center for Strategic and International Studies says there